get your head to down. Time to dance, too. You're not sitting down, dance. What music, please. I am your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I like to call it Radio Free America, where we can say what we want, and anything goes. There's a new vibration. Taking out old realities. There's a revolution in every breath that we breathe. But the old ways fall by the wayside. It's time for them to go. Because nothing can change the shape of things to come. Yeah, that's right. Nothing can change the shape of things to come. And there's plenty of things to experience and talk about experiences. Since this is a bi-weekly show, a lot goes by since the last time I talked to everyone. Today is March 28th. The last time I did this show was on March 14th. And shortly after that, I visited our book time in a tacky on chamber. That's T-A-C-H-Y-O-N, chamber. It's a place where you lay down and energies are broadcasted into your body. You know, you can look it up after the show and get some info on it. But basically, what's happening, believe it or not, I went to a facility in New York City, my hometown, and what can I tell you except as soon as I laid down on the mattress, bed in the center of the room, I could feel the energy hitting every bit of my body, and so it is a real experience. Now, supposedly tachyons are particles of energy that move faster than the speed of light. And what I'm feeling, I guess, was tachyons hitting my body. And it's a strong sensation. You definitely feel it. And you're laying on this, it looks like a mattress. It's on the floor. Something similar looking to a mattress, but it's, you know, a little finer than a plain mattress. It's around the mattress is a pyramid, copper pyramid. And you have to, it's not that big of a pyramid, maybe base, copper frame pyramid. You have to crawl in through it to where your heart chakra is directly under the pyramid. Your head is sticking out one side and the other. So it doesn't mean, the pyramid itself doesn't encompass your whole body, but you do feel the vibrations coming from above over your whole body. And this is how it explained. Where are the vibrations coming from? Why are the tachyons just hitting you when you were in this room for a half hour? It's supposedly this is how You know, I just have to take the orders of the people who have explained it. Now, get this. This whole thing has happened. A wormhole has been set up over the area where I'm laying down. And it's being produced, you know, if you watch science fiction movies. And we're not talking about the garden variety worm. We're talking about an area of space which creates like a shortcut from point A to point B. And this wormhole where the cations are being broadcasted down onto my body, or your body if you were laying there, is being, the whole thing is being operated by what's called a mothership. You might have heard of the term. These are these gigantic extraterrestrial craft, kind of like the thing that we show in the movie Independence Day. Big gigantic craft. Some of these things are 10 miles long or even longer. And it's situated somewhere out there in outer space in our solar system. And they project a wormhole that allows tachyon beams to make it through our atmosphere because in fact that the deer, the dark entities are still blocking everything from coming into our world. Not everything, but some things. I think the HAARP facilities still block, put up a magnetic net over our world to prevent cations from naturally entering into our Earth atmosphere and hitting us, you know, and our bodies feeling them. Now, cations themselves are good for our human bodies, and we're being deprived of them because of the dark entities that still have are ruling over our world. They're using harm frequencies to prevent us getting the benefit of these things. So you have to book a half hour's worth of time at a center, and there's only, I don't know, 25 centers in America. A lot more than it used to be. A couple of years ago, there was only one. But it's the newest thing coming out for our availability, because you have to pay for this. You're buying time to live in this special place where you're connected via a wormhole up to your mothership, hovering somewhere in our solar system. And this is how it works. They punch a hole through the electronic net that has been set up around our planet by the HAARP facilities, HAARP. I'm not going to tell you what the abbreviation is, but you can find that out easily. The internet will tell you that one. But it, it was a very enjoyable experience. Now, what was really interesting, I think, that I had to call this little pyramid. They said they had a bigger one to make it easier so we can situate ourselves properly, balanced on the mat. Because as I'm doing it, and I'm being watched by the bandit, they're worried that if I hit the pyramid accidentally, it'll get it out of focus, which I can understand. But what was really unique, I don't know if any of the listeners have ever seen a frame pyramid made out of copper pipes. We all know what a pyramid shape looks like. You know, you got the base, a four-sided pyramid we're talking about here. You got the base, and you got the vertexes, the four points, the corner of the base, which are 90-degree angles, and the fifth vertex is the apex, the top, with the side frame bars meet. Now, what was interesting about this pyramid were the 90-degree corners of the pyramid meet on the base. They didn't come to a point. They were, the copper pipes were connected with a curve, a short curve pipe. So it's kind of like, you know, the stuff you could buy at Home Depot. And of course, you could do that yourself. But it's a weaker field when you eliminate the points on the corners. And the frame pieces that go up to meet at the vertex didn't meet to a point. They sat about a couple of inches of where the vertex point would be, and there was a crystal placed to touch that point where the four sides should meet. But they didn't touch, which, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. Of course, if you look at the info guardian situations like that, that is available on the internet. You'll quickly find out that with copper, you don't need, you still can make a connection a short distance away. You don't need to actually touch it for the connection to be made. So that, I thought that was kind of interesting. It was about, I don't know, a 3-inch clear quartz crystal position there. But again, not touching the copper pipes, you know, just situated there by some kind of brace mechanism to hold it where the tip of it was marking where the vertex would be if the pipes had continued up to a point. So that all is very interesting. And why they would want to lower the power of the pyramid, perhaps because the caveats are too intense. Like I said, when I laid down on that mat, boy, I felt it right away. I didn't have to go searching for it away before it was touching me and pulsating on the array. It was an enjoyable experience, but you know, it was unusual in the sense that it's the most unusual pyramid I ever saw in my life. I mean, anybody can take a pyramid, go to Home Depot, buy the parts, and you can cut the copper to make the points you set up, and then put a pyramid-shaped crystal on top of the apex, and have all the copper community, which I had done a number of years ago. And, but without the connection to the mothership to draw in the tachyons, the particles, you're not going to have anything that magical. But you will have some effect. I remember when I made mine, instead of a 4-foot pyramid, it was more like a 5-foot circle. Between 5 and 6 foot pyramid hanging from the ceiling, and I would sleep under it. And the major thing I noticed was a perception of time change somewhat. But no, I wasn't feeling any caveats in my deep filing. By some time at the caveats, but you'll see it's unmistakable. Something is pulsating down upon you from above there, and it's an experience. Now, the effect wore off that, I don't know, half hour after I left the place, the effect, I was feeling in the chamber, kind of dissipating, but as my understanding from what info I picked up on any changes that were made in my body by laying in the tachyon field for a half hour were are permanent. And whatever they may be, supposedly it works and favorable for our health, etc. And so that was my tachyon experience. And before my next show, which will be in about 2 weeks on August 11th, I'm going to go to a different tachyon chamber and see how I can compare the two different chambers, and will it still feel the same, be the same? And will I have, as my second time in chamber, will I have more results? And I'll be talking about that on my next show on August 11th. I do the bi-weekly show now because I want this time slot. And the other time slot is on the alternate weeks, taken by a good person I know, also from New York City. And that's the way it plays out now. So this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And it's a call-in radio show. So if you have, if you've ever been in a tachyon chamber, call up and tell us what your experience was, or maybe something else important that you might have on your mind. And to change the subject a little, I have to talk a little about it. Well, you know, it's in the news, it's not going to go away. It's war in the Middle East, you know. Everyone's getting involved now. And it's really, it's not going to be, it's not going to end as quickly as Trump would like it to end. And there's still a lot of problems, and it's going to be ongoing because it's just going to be ongoing. One thing leads to another, and apparently the U.S. and Israel didn't destroy all the missile fire in that, and they're still making tests of themselves. It's interesting to know that a lot of behind-the-scenes information is coming out now that this U.S.-Israeli-Iranian war, it's all about banking. You see, Iran is one of the few countries in the world that doesn't isn't tied with the Rothschilds banking empire. You know, the central banks. The world is ruled with central banks and Rothschilds family. They're at the tip of the iceberg there. And what else is interesting about Iran? Info I just recently came across is that they had a second U.S. dollar printing machine. Huh? How could that be? You know? And like what? Did you hear that right? I said it right. Iran apparently has a printing machine capable of printing U.S. dollars. Down to it once, of course, but that gives them a lot of money power leverage in the world, the fact that they have that. Of course, that can be negated quite quickly if the U.S. Printers, the people who print, the Federal Reserve, I guess, who doesn't even belong to the United States, belongs to the bank, and so all they have to do is really redesign the money, and that Iranian U.S. dollar printers would be obsolete. And you wonder how come they haven't done that. Well, the big time players, they're looking for to force Iran to go into the Rothschild bankers or totally destroy them, you know. And it has nothing to do with ideological reasons for mistreatment of people. You know, some of us think that is important, and of course that is important, but the real devil in the world here is the banking empires that control the world through central banks. And so this problem isn't going away, by the way. And it's almost like a biblical prophecy. I mean, and they got crazy people out there in the black and the willy that want to make the old biblical prophecies come true. And this is where it unfortunately seems to be war until the end. And the end being when the good guys, galactic brothers and sisters, finally land their ships here to give us the rescue we've been begging for and deserve. And as I understand it, the angels will be accompanying them and be in charge of dismantling all the governments in the world, going yards, like I said, and replacing it with temporary authorities under the guidance of real angels, not fallen ones, but real angels that serve the one source of all that is, aka God, et cetera, the Heavenly Father. Anyhow, that's coming. We're getting closer to that moment. Meanwhile, basically nobody, no country in this world is going to solve the mess and chaos that's breaking here in the Middle East. And there's more info coming out that China is supplying Iran with plenty of kamikaze drones, one time use. So it looks like Iran's going to have weapons for quite some time, and the Russians are bringing intelligence to the missiles of Iran. Supposedly, they have one of the largest missile supply stockpiles on the ground. So, and they write about that. And some of them are so probably far underground. The only way to get rid of them would be to drop a nuclear bomb, and we don't know. It's a that war. So that's basically what's going on here and what it's all about, black nobility in the Middle East. And the word is that, too, that the hero of President Trump is actually under the influence of black nobility handlers, the Jesuits and the Zionists. And of course, Trump wants to do things too. And they recently went out with the information that, or it's been correlated as in connecting the dots, that President Trump attended Fordham University from 1964 to 66. I believe, and it's a Jesuit, one of the Jesuits, or in with the dark forces, and that he had been subjected to brainwashing while he was there for the 2 years he was there. And the current events, plus being handled by black nobility enemies, has given him a split personality. So to speak. Well, that's an analysis that's out there now. And what can we say? Meanwhile, on the good side, things are moving closer to this thing I talked about before, the event. That's when a giant wash of cosmic light is going to come into our solar system, engulf the whole Earth with special energies, and in the flash of a second or two, or something like that, there'll be a transmutation of all matter on Earth, going from carbon-based life forms, transmuting into silicon-based life forms, which, as far as you, us humans are concerned, means we'll be graduating up into the faster vibrating fifth dimension with a diamond-like silicon-based body. They'll still look the same, but the underworkings will be a complete overhaul, you know, like changing the motor in your car to a better performing motor. And essentially, that's what will happen in the flash of a second or something similar. Or it might be that 24-hour special day that's been talked about. We're all moving closer to that. You know, things are going to start happening this year that most of the bad things have been removed. The power of the cabal, the dark forces, has been steadily decreasing. And they know they're on the way out. So amazing things will be happening this year. I mean, there are predictions out there right now, and they're giving some dates on it. For instance, let me say it, I think May 2nd, not that far down the road, there is going to be some positive things happening. May 24th, some more positive things happening. And in this year of 2026, the first cities of light will be set up amongst nations on the Pacific Rim. And those nations being like Australia, New Zealand, Fiji Islands, Bora Bora, and a host of other things, Japan, around the Pacific Rim, Taiwan. And these cities of light are going to be inhabited by like-minded beings. And how, you know, it'll be nice to be in the territories of Hawaii and East Coast of Hawaii. It'll be another spot. So let's all get in our cars and drive right over there right now, if it was that easy. But I think it worked out. That is what is planned. And the cities of light will be started this year and around the Pacific Rim. Sounds like a science fiction movie, I think it was. And it's something to look forward to. I wrote this down. On May 24th, the new heaven frequencies and the new earth frequencies will begin to be combined and act in support of each other. And they'll be anchored into the earth. You know, some of these things that are going on for years behind the scenes. I don't know what it was, 4 or 5 years ago, that began getting people to place synchronicity stones to anchor very, very powerful energies. And then more recently, people have been setting up grids made with all around the world. These are energy grids using emeralds, which have one of the most powerful abilities to hold high energies. And the next thing on the menu is opals. That's spelled O-P-A-L-S. You know, if you're not sure what it looks like, an opal, you can, I guess, look in the dictionary, go online for pictures of opals. And they're kind of a special crystalline structure they have. You know, it's a stone with a special crystalline structure similar to glass or sometimes referred to as frozen liquid light. Very special rocks. And grids of those are going to be set up. There were some very powerful opals in Australia, they say. And this is all on the plan for this year. These things should start manifesting and happening. Now, I'm always, you know, when I'm on the internet, you know, the machine suggestions on, especially if you're watching the video, they got more videos about this and that, something similar that you put up before the machines were resuming this kind of the program to do this. And sometimes things pop up that catch my eye, and this I don't know, half hour video about Edgar Cayce's anytime prophecies that have never really been looked at much because they were done back in the 1940s. He, you know, Edgar Cayce is a sleeping prophet. He was in his trance state, and he started talking about what would be transpiring around 2027. We're not that far away. And it's out there on the video, and it's a lot of things similar. Big changes coming to planet Earth, and it will continue for the next couple of years. Of course, that's good news and bad news, you know. Good news is things will be changing, and we'll see some minor changes already. The bad news is that your day isn't going to happen. And maybe last year, people were all your day didn't happen last year. I still hope it happens this year. We're getting close. Unfortunately, the more people need to become aware of this, and I try to do it on my show. It's the most important day in the history of planet Earth. When this event happens, it's something that has never happened in the whole universe ever. And it's going to be upgrading our physical reality in the third dimensional frequency range into the fifth dimensional frequency ranges. You know, the higher you go up on the number, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, the frequencies move faster. You know, at least that's the way I like to explain it. I wonder sometimes, why hasn't anyone really explained it like that? I like introduced to all the dimensions. It's like a letter cake, you know. Or you go to the bedroom and those bedrooms or whatever. Different layers. And they all mesh together and they all have their connected points, and they're all happening simultaneously, you know, like a layer cake, we could say. And that's a big deal. So every time we go up another dimension, it could increase 1,000 times faster, then move 1,000 times faster. It could be everything moving 1,000,000 times faster. Yeah. Then 1,000,000 times faster, then 1,000,000,000 times faster. And as the old saying goes, God's consciousness is moving so fast, if you were standing right in front of God, you wouldn't be able to perceive you were standing in front of God. That's how fast God is you know, consciousness is moving astronomical off the scale. And we're down in the realm of slow moving light. Yeah, the lower you go, the lower the speed of things are. Things fly very at lower speeds. So we got a long way to go to get back up to the 12th dimension. That's where they say your oversoul sits. We're all angelic union type beings that decided to take a trip to Earth. Many of us are here because we're here to do the work that needs to be done to bring up the vibrations, to anchor the frequencies. And some of us just been here, I guess, to experience the most amazing moment in space time ever. So, something that has never happened before, but it's going to happen right here on Earth. So, I can't wait. Bring on the event. And we could probably make it happen faster if more people became aware of it and participated in the global meditations. You know, they're taking place right now, global meditations. People are meditating for this, for that, for more involvement by the Creator, more stopping of the wars, people. There's all these global meditations going on now, and if you're not aware of this, you need to really visit the place I talk about all the time, the portal. That's 2012 portal.blogspot.com. And you might be enticed to participate in these events. But some of the major ones have meditations that have already, and that's where why we're getting that close to where we're at. If the meditations were not successful, we'd be facing the old 1984 scenario. Though they're still trying to put that on deck to some extent, you know. Where if you ever saw the movie, they got the giant wall TV in their house, and they're looking in and communicating with you in your home, and you have to leave the TV on all the time because the government wants to know every little thing you're doing. Yeah. And punishment for turning off the TVs, they come with passports and they kill them, basically, for not complying. And it's an interesting movie, 1984, was the first written by a book way over 100 years ago. Anyhow, you can learn a lot of these science fiction movies. You're listening to Connect the Dots radio show here on BBS. And this is a call radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. And of course, if you're watching or listening to the show, using your computer, all the phone numbers are up here. And what can I say? You got something to say? Well, I call in. I mean, personally, I'd like to hear from somebody else who's been in, attacking on Schindler. And a couple of days, I'll be going in another one. And I'll be talking about that next week. But there's some things that I said in that show, but it worked. Repeating, you know that? It's important to understand that there's about, I don't know, seven basic extraterrestrial races, galactic beings, benevolent, friendly galactic beings from different parts of the universe, different parts of the galaxy that are here and helping us from behind the scenes. As time goes on, more gets revealed. Most people have heard of the Pleiadians. Well, the Pleiadians have underwater bases, a whole network of them, apparently. And so did the Syrians. They have underwater bases also. on our world. And there is a lot of, if you're on Twitter, there's a lot of advice you can get out by getting it, not the Andromedans. Yeah, they have some good advice too, but the Arcturians, yeah. And then there's a group from the Antares section of space, the Aldebarans. You know, they're participating in this, and the bees and the people alive are claiming that they see the people on our universe. Most people don't realize that life forms that appear on planets, they don't happen by chance. They're seeded, and there's certain people with the ability to do these things, and then there's the dark forces that invade planets and seed their own monsters to work with them. And these are how life forms get on planets. It doesn't, first, the life form is seeding, and then it evolves. Now, it's too bad that the schools that teach evolution don't teach it properly, don't tell the truth of that, how it's done. You know, it's nonsense about amoebas in a pool of swamp water are running to assemble themselves into a higher life form. It's just sheer nonsense. And, you know, on a germ level, yeah, bacteria is dangerous. Transmute. And talk about transmuting. Hey, this is an educational show. Do you know that you as a human being, you have the ability to ask for powerful sources that are out there in the universe of light, powerful sources of light identified by the color, such as the violet flame. You can contact this violet flame by addressing it verbally and asking it to come around you and transmute any negative vibrations that are plaguing your body and to provide you for protection. Yeah, that's right. And if you don't know about that, what do you need to start to find out? Because there's an old saying, you have not because you asked not. Simple as that. I mean, we're living in a world where from birth you've been deceived and lied to and told you couldn't do crap. Basically, all you're supposed to do is learn how to do a job, go out there and work the 40-hour week, 70-hour week, and have all your bills paid and then die with no spiritual education whatsoever. Or they enlist you in the religions that are all pretty inaccurate in their information. They have little bits and pieces, but in the final run, they've all been sent to deceive you. I mean, and like, you know, I've heard some real true stories. I mean, some people talking to personally. I remember I was doing a delivery to somebody's house, and we had gotten into a little conversation, and he said, you know, I was going to be a priest one time. And then I went to study over in the Vatican, and one day I'm a cardinal, you know, the hierarchy of the Vatican. One of the cardinals is passing me by, and I had a conversation with him, and he explained to me that the real scriptures for the Bible are locked in a vault down in the catacombs under and the tunnels underneath the Vatican. And this bishop explained to me only the Pope and a few of the cardinals are allowed to go down and view these original scriptures. As a guy, he said, when I heard that, I said to the cardinal, you mean to tell me there's two sets of books? And the cardinal goes, yes. And he says, at that moment, I quit on the spot. I no longer wanted to become a priest in a system that was keeping the truth from the people, and only the elite of the Catholic Church could go and use these original documents. Now, that's a true story. And there's the bottom line. That's where it's at. It's amazing that he was able to find that truth out. And that was the end of his desire to be a priest. Full disclosure, it's coming. Yeah, well, even Trump has his full disclosure site. He's talking about it. As of today, I mean, I don't know exactly what day it became official, but there is an aliens.gov. It's a real site out there. Check it out. Aliens.gov. Set up by Trump. Whether anything really important is going to come out of that, who knows? I mean, there's so many whistleblowers over the past 50 years that have come out and told about the secret. ETs, ET bases, the Greys, and all this. Other reptilians and stuff like that, they do exist. And they, everybody who works on this project has to sign a non-disclosure agreement, or if you violate, they can come and kill you, basically. So most people don't want to violate it, but some of these people, they, quit, got out of the system, and then it's decided to take their chances to spill the beans. So, but anyhow, we're working towards this closure, you know. Throw those crumbs and stuff like that. But meanwhile, from the people who actually worked on the secret projects, we know they're out there. And we know that the bad guys work with the military. And presently, there's some good extraterrestrials out there working with the white hat military. Yeah, a split in the military, at least in the United States, and maybe some other countries too. So both sides work with the military, apparently. And we're only going to do this, you know, we get a 20-year plan where the people that sign up the military for the secret space program, they go out on another planet or asteroid or wherever they do their dirty work out there. And you work there for 20 years, and then when they bring it back to Earth, they put you in the, I guess, the med-bed machine. And they have that they won't share with us. And they reverse age you, and you, it's like you didn't age a day in 20 years. So, yeah, that's a reality. I've been told by people that were aware of it. And there's a couple of famous people out there that have talked about that. David Wilcox and his friend Carl Goodman. They talk about stuff like that. And then you got the guys that had battles with the Greys, you know, and all kinds of stuff like that have been going on. And eventually, a lot of these people, when they spill their beans, they get knocked up. And there's other guys that, you know, they're just too old. So they get away with telling the stories about all the secret projects they worked on, reverse engineering. There's a famous guy out there, Stephen Greer. Again, I just happened to run across this the video. I'm watching the video, and the videos are popping up on the side because AI does that to try to get your attention. Machines are programmed to do that, and with something about Stephen Greer and Disclosure. And I watched that, and you know, it's quite a bit of heroin. And he was talking about for decades he's been meeting with people and governments and explaining what he's uncovered and this and that. And basically, the main point of the conversation was that most of the UFOs that get spotted by the public or government or on radar or something like that are reverse engineered American spacecraft. You know, looks just like the aliens, flying saucers, long cigars, triangular crap. We've duplicated everything that has crashed on our planet by reverse engineering. So we have a whole fleet of UFOs ourselves. We don't have the advanced weaponry that the real ETs have, but we have enough bad weapons already. So what was interesting about listening to this video was the fact that he said that the U.S. government has shot down thousands, not one or two, they have shot down thousands of extraterrestrial vehicles from other worlds and learned how to reverse engineer them. So most of the UFOs that people see are U.S. government military craft. And he did some speculation. He goes that there were, you know, the propaganda is always to try to make you appear to the aliens, and some of them we should, because they're really bad. He said basically most of them have to be good, because if they had, you know, prior to us downing their ships and we getting engineering what they were doing with their craft, they were like hundreds of years, thousands of years advanced in science beyond us. And they were really hostile, like many humans are. They, after shooting down 1,000 of their craft, they were to come here and annihilate the human race. Because we're not a friendly species when it comes to the ETs. Apparently not. Thousands were shot down by the U.S. military. Well, I thought that was pretty interesting. And I don't agree with everything he has to say. In fact, I think he's missing out. He doesn't go to the portal, obviously. Because the good guys now call themselves the Galactic Confederation. It's a loose-knit group of ET races from different solar systems, the Pleiades, the Sirians, Andromedans, the Lyrans. And there's, and with some of these groups, there's good and bad. And then eventually, the game plan that it didn't work out here, it will come, it will be the end of all evil when the event happens on Earth, is to get rid of all the darkness and evil in the universe. It's all going to be brought to an end. But you know, these negative forces, they're diehards, and they would rather die and be eliminated, disintegrated, than change their evil ways. Sad, but true. Okay, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends to listen in 2 weeks. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. I am your host, Tom Edison. And this is an educational and it's calling radio show, too, if you've got something to say. And I do the show again in 2 weeks. It'll be on August 11th, Saturday night, August 11th. 11 p.m. Central Time. Midnight. It's a midnight show. the midnight special here, over on the Eastern time zone from New York City. And I've got a new show like I usually do with the countdown, and followed by lead guitar solo at the end of my original song called Are You the Part in Time? And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, put your anthem to listen to the lyrics. It might inspire you. And you can find all those songs on my albums, American Four Songs, via CD Baby, and Songs Better Than Dylan, also by CD Baby. And of course, I got my videos out there just to, for entertainment purposes, my original songs, plus a few other documentaries on the Beatles and stuff like that. And the name of my YouTube video channel, Tom Edison, 5621. One, I believe. Look it up. And anything more you can find out, I still got my presidential website now. 2020presidenttomedison.com. It's still up there. And you can find out what people serving person I am, and all those connections to all the other things I do are on there. Okay, Mr. Lindsay, here's the countdown, and I'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks, August 11th. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I